This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Maddie's in his spot. Jim Colony, he'll be around in just a little while. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
I feel like Ron Cook looking for his glasses. I don't know where my headphones are. They're not in my bag, I don't think. I didn't leave them in here yesterday. I don't know what. I'm going to blame this on my son. He probably took them out of my bag at some point, and now they're gone. So I have this backup earbud thing.
Wow. I have another pair in my bag.
All right. Well,
if they're big ones.
Let me see if these earbuds work.
Okay.
They're better than the ones that Colony gets at Five Below.
Yes. Or in my desk, I mean, I have a backup pair.
Okay.
Remember those ones I bought and then they were too hot?
Yeah.
I thought just for me, though.
Made your ears sweat?
Yeah. But they may not make your ears sweat. But that's why I bought them, to keep a pair in here so as to, if people need them.
These are the fancy earbuds that like wrap up behind your head and like shove into your ears. You feel like pomp.
I don't like earbuds because they don't cancel the noise. I can hear too much.
Oh, these are noise cancelers.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm here today, which meant no jury duty. I guess I'll read from the sheet real quick. I don't want to belabor the point. People can understand that I'm here, so I don't need to deliver it to you 100 different times. But update, yes, I am here. So I went to check on just past 5 o'clock. It was like 5:07. I gave it a little time, and pursuant to court order issued August 9th, 2021, masks and or face coverings are required and must be worn inside all court facilities. So I saw that in all red at the top, and I'm like,
uh-oh,
that means I'm going. Then I started reading some more. Please enter your assigned juror number and birth date when I logged on to this site. So I did that. By order of President Judge Kim Berkeley Clark, Colin C. Dunlap is, then it was underlined and capitalized, not required to appear for service as a juror in the Court of Common Pleas of Allegheny County on Wednesday, November 24th, 2021. So I sent that to one of my friends who's a Grand Street insider, and he texted me back. He goes, that's because three people are at the courthouse today. Two security guards and one janitor. That's why. He said, you'll get another one. So I'm going back in the
You'll get another one like next week, or you'll get another one in 3 years.
I texted him back and I didn't get a text message back. So I think he did that on purpose just to keep it.
Just to leave you hanging.
Yes. All right. But that I did something just before that last night. Now, people will in the next couple days maybe get a little gluttonous. It's that time of year, right?
Yeah.
Or at least eat some things where you say, I know I am going to be full after I eat this, but it's worth it. Like, that's Thanksgiving to them. Like, I'm going to sit on the couch and maybe even feel miserable, but that's what I do. Now, I'm not a big Thanksgiving eater, so that won't be me. But people identify, like, I know I'm going to feel like there's a bowling ball in my stomach, but I know that going into the endeavor. Well, that happened for me last night. I knew I didn't need that fourth plate of helpings, and I hardly ever like overeat.
Okay,
but I did yesterday.
What was it that did it to you?
A very rare thing, but I do this when there's like a fundraiser that they do at school, and this has become something that different schools do. My kid's school had it yesterday. It is like a ready-made pickup Moe's meal kit. Have they done that at your school?
No,
yet?
Not Moe's. How do we get in on that?
You got to find out.
Yeah,
honestly. So, Matt, have you seen these? You know,
I don't think so.
So you go, and there's the lovely PTA ladies. Christina Carlin is the one at our school.
Okay.
One of the ladies at our school. And so I go, and they're lined up in front of the school and they have an SUV, like a couple SUVs.
Okay.
Full of these boxes that look like a Oakmont Bakery cake box.
Oh, so, okay.
Okay, so it's that big and that deep. So I pull up, and Christina Carlin and a couple other moms are there, and she's wonderful. So you pull up, and you don't even get out of your car. Whoever has ordered online, you do all that. They put it in your car. You get home, and again, it looks like a cake box. You take it out. You flip the top open.
Bang, there's Moe's.
There is an individual, like, ramekin-sized things, a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
Beans, rice, cheese, sour cream, queso, whatever.
Enough for everybody?
Feeds of probably a family of six.
Wow.
At least four, probably six. Chicken, ground, the meat, lettuce. I don't think there were tomatoes. Lettuce, soft shells, and a big thing of nachos.
Wow.
And then there's pico de gallo, and then hot salsa or mild salsa.
And this is all a fundraiser thing?
All a fundraiser. It is, you know, people do donuts, people do spaghetti, people...
You know, pizzas.
Yeah. It is the best one. And so I got home, and the kids, of course, do you want nachos or do you want a soft taco? Like, that's the option. Both kids, I have a thing of nachos. They gave them the nachos, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I made nachos and soft taco. And then the cheese stuff, queso.
Queso.
I'm like, I got to put it on both. Then the sour cream, I got to put it on both.
Chicken tacos?
Both. Both. Chicken and...
because you got to try both.
I know.
You got to try both to make sure they're good.
And I was stuffed after the first plate, and then that wasn't enough. And I went back for another soft taco, and that was enough, but then it wasn't enough.
Taco night will sneak up on you.
Oh, and it was Tuesday taco night. It just so happened. But that is the school fundraiser. And of course, I opened it up. My kids are, welcome to Moe's! Like, they're yelling in the in the kitchen. But that fundraiser, if you can get on board, and like Moe's, I don't even know if they advertise with us. I don't know. I think sporadically.
Every once in a while, you'll hear them.
But that's the one that you get. It is so well organized. I'm sure they do it at all PTAs or PTOs, whatever. PTAs, I guess it is.
And some people call them PTO. I guess organization or association, right? Does it really matter? Parent-teacher group.
But I never had to. It was touchless, if you will. She opens the back door. I pulled up. She knew who I know her. Our families are friends. But you just yell your name out the passenger window.
Pop the trunk.
They didn't. They put it right in the back seat.
Oh, look at
Bang.
That.
Bang. And I had got one for my mother-in-law and father-in-law. Dropped it off at their house, which is in between our house and school.
Mm-hmm.
Dropped it off to them. Made it home. And it's all hot.
Nice.
They get it. You don't have to heat anything up. They get them from.
It stayed hot?
Huh. It was ready to serve.
Huh.
It was spectacular. But I did, back to the story.
Right.
I knew getting that other plate was going to make me miserable.
But you did it anyway.
I still feel like I have a bowling ball in my stomach. And I ate yesterday at about 13 hours ago now. 12 and a half hours ago.
Wow.
And I still have that bowling ball feeling in my stomach. A food hangover.
Taco night. Like I said, it will sneak up on you. You'll have a couple tacos. Maybe a few chips and some queso or salsa.
Yeah.
And then you'll go back for like one more, right? And you're like, just have one more. It's okay. And then you're sitting there and you're like, man, that was really good. I'm done. I'll just have one more. And then before you know it, you've downed four tacos and a plate of nachos, and you can't move the rest of the night.
Yes. And I did have at one point. Now, my kids have they have this theory, right?
Okay.
They have now come up with hypotheticals on what dad's gas could do.
Oh, my God.
Okay? Now, my son says that if I was around in 1492, this is my son's theory. If I was around in 1492, that dad's gas sometimes can be so powerfully loud, okay, that if I stood on the back of Christopher Columbus's boat, the Mayflower could have made it to America in 2 days. Well, that is the latest from my son.
So, is this him just mixing up history, saying that you could have powered the Mayflower with Christopher Columbus?
No, he's not mixing it up. He is putting me in certain situations in history,
right,
and saying how powerful my gas emissions are, and trying to give me supersonic powers with this gas.
But he's a smart kid. He's obviously aware Christopher Columbus did not captain the Mayflower.
Or
it was the Nina, the Pinta, and the
Santa Maria.
Santa Maria. Mistake. Okay,
yes.
All right.
He is the Nina. I apologize.
Whatever ship Columbus was on.
He says if I was on the back of that ship, it would have made it here in 1492. Then my daughter counters with, I should work at Cape Canaveral. And when they're sitting there, just give me tacos, and they would make it to the moon. real in like 8 minutes. So that
to the moon in 8 minutes.
Yes, that is going around our house. Like the hypothetical.
Not just to the moon, Dogecoin.
You're right.
To the moon in 8 minutes.
8 minutes. 8 minutes, I think, was the time. Those are now the hypotheticals that are running rampant around the dinner table.
Nothing will create, nothing will heighten imagination and creativity for a 10-year-old quite like flatulence.
Oh, it is. So that was a discussion yesterday around these tacos, as was, and here's a question for you. What do you think the finalists for Alexa were? What were we almost shouting in the air? Because they didn't just say, Alexa, that's it.
Right. They sat down and they brainstormed names and they tried to, they probably did focus groups and stuff. Alexa.
Like Echo, some people have Echo.
We have two that are somewhat close to each other. When you want them to do separate things, one's called Echo, one's called Alexa. But what were the,
There had to be a meeting where they sat in a room and it may be names that are common but not common enough. You can't yell Joe at it because there's too many Joes.
Right. But aren't there a fair number of people named Alexa?
Yeah. Well, we know people that have a daughter named Alexa. Our friend...
I was reading a story to my son the other day.
And they had to change
theirs. Before bed, and there's a character in the book called Alexa. And I said that, and the little Alexa, the little Echo Dot that he has on his nightstand went off.
Yeah, the light started to go in the circle. Like,
what are we doing here?
So I wonder what the final names were. I'd love to know that. Is there somewhere you can find anything on the internet? I wonder if they disclosed what the final.
Well, how did Apple come up with Siri? Where did Siri come from?
Oh, I don't know. I know. So you know what's crazy is I have a friend. A guy grew up playing. His sister's named Siri.
Really?
Yep. And she's older than us.
Huh.
Yeah. Her name's Siri.
I didn't realize that was an actual name.
Uh huh. She is. 3 years older. Graduated. See, 3 years older than me.
I think the play would have been, if they couldn't come up with a name, to just go with like whatever the application is. Like Google, you just say, if you have a Google Home, Google, da-da-da-da-da, and it'll answer you. Just call it, if they weren't going to come up with a name, just call it Amazon. Amazon, da-da-da-da-da. Or Apple instead of Siri. Da-da-da-da. What's 2 + 2? And that would have... But you think they had other catchy names?
That's my question to you. That is my question. Like, we are yelling something in the air all through this country, especially this time of year. Alexa, whatever, just all the time. What was it almost? Oscar, or, you know, Mildred.
Yeah.
Or Helen.
It had to be something with an A, because Amazon and A. Right, so Alexa and Amazon are—they're not that close.
I think I found something here.
Oh,
what do you got?
You did? Tell me.
This is from the Business Insider.
Okay.
Some other names that Jeff Bezos was considering here for Alexa. Finch.
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 The name of a fantasy book by author Jeff Vandermeer.
Okay.
Friday.
That's tough.
The name of a personal assistant in Robinson Crusoe.
Okay.
Samantha.
Tough.
Samantha?
Okay. The main character from Bewitched, I guess.
What?
And then Amazon.
Oh, yeah, you nailed that one.
I got that one.
Yeah. So that's what this story says.
I think Alexa fits.
You know,
then.
For a guy who built a rocket ship shaped like a phallic object, I'm not totally shocked at the lack of creativity from Jeff Bezos there.
That guy's made a lot of money it doesn't seem like he's much smarter than me and you. I mean, on the surface.
I mean, he took a really good idea and figured out a way to build it to scale, I guess, to serve the entire country and the entire world, really. So I'll give him credit where it's due, but Finch and Samantha and how about we just call it Amazon?
Right.
I mean, I just came up with that 30 seconds ago. That's the same kind of guy who says, hey, that rocket we're going to spend a couple $1 billion on, that's just going to go up in just above the clouds for like 30 seconds.
It goes as
Can
high
you make
as
it look
it, right.
like a huge...
You're right. And it only went as high as a hot air balloon at the county fair. It really didn't even go that high.
Someone just had a great suggestion on the text line.
Tell me.
Should have been Alfred so you could feel like Batman.
Pretty good call. Pretty good call.
You could make it that.
You could. You could rename it.
Yeah, you can.
I want one of those Moe's boxes. Oh, man, the overeating was something. I felt just so gluttonous. But I know I'm not going to overeat like so much of America these next couple days because I'm just not a turkey guy.
What about desserts?
No, I'm like, not, I'm not a sweet tooth guy.
I will be the guy that will be, if there's pecan pie the next day, like we'll take some leftovers home, and I will be the guy who's literally just reaching into the fridge and grabbing a slice of pecan pie with his bare hands and eating it like it's a slice of pizza.
That's one thing. I'm not averse to desserts. I don't hate them, but I'm not. I can have a little old lady size sliver of pie and be fine with it. And it. My son, on the other hand, and he's one of those people you don't like because he could eat half of a pie
right.
and gain no weight.
Oh yeah, little kids at that age.
It's so bothersome.
I've seen my son eat nonstop for like 4 hours at a time and just keep going back and more stuff out of the pantry and this and that. And it's just, and he's still not full. I don't know how they do it.
I don't know either. All right, lots to get into today. I have a question to start. Help me understand is what I want you to do to start the show today. Help me understand some things. We get into that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.